This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is my day six voice.
Yeah.
I put a new voice on. Like some people change shirts, I change voices.
We just wish you'd change your shorts.
I wish I could change my mind. Anyway, joining us is Jessica Cox. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
You're looking excited, good? Yeah. You having a good time?
Having a good time.
So did you get drowned like the rest of us, or did you stay home? And come in later.
I came in later, but the air coop got soaked, so.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, well. Darn airplanes. They just don't fit in the front door.
No, they don't. It's difficult anymore.
Okay, anyway, you wanted to talk today about diversity in flying, I guess.
Well, actually, I think that was not necessarily the intent, because we spoke diversity yesterday.
Okay.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about something that I'm up to, and I think I mentioned to everyone Monday.
Okay.
But we're excited to share
that
it
was
with
so
you.
Long ago.
Yeah, Monday was a whole universe ago.
Yes. Okay. And that would be.
Yes. That's talking about Project 2025.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
You
yes.
You didn't write it on a schedule.
Oh, I have it written on my notes here. Ha ha.
Sure. Let me hang. Never mind. Continue. Let's get on to the purpose of this interview.
So, yes, we're excited because we are launching the first ever modified retrofitted airplane designed for flying with feet.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. How far along are you on this?
Well, it started off as launching the idea here. And on Monday when I spoke, I unveiled that to everyone, and everyone was excited. There were a lot of questions about how we were going to go about it. And we were really excited about sharing why we want to do this, because that's the most important part, of course, and that's to inspire more children with disabilities. As we took our trip up here, we stopped at a camp for children with disabilities, and on our way back, we'll stop at a camp for adults with disabilities, and we hope to inspire them, inspire their families, to let them know that disability doesn't mean inability, and to continue to bring that message around the world, around the country, and that's why this project is going to help us get the message out faster and more efficient than a month at a time, because it took like 2 weeks to get the air coop here.
Right. Now, I know in flying the air coop, the rudder and ailerons are already mixed. Is that correct? Rudder and ailerons.
Yes. They're interconnected.
Are you planning on developing a mechanism similar to that for this aircraft?
So the air coop was perfect for my first plane and getting me in the sky and getting me hours. And it was, you know, Fred Wyke who designed this in the 40s without rudder pedals. They're just all interconnected. And it really made it easier. But for me, long distance wise, it is a little bit more precarious for me to have my legs on the controls, because I'm crossing my legs because the seats don't slide back. I have my right foot on the yoke, my left foot on the throttle, and trying to maneuver all of that for hours at a time is not very
tiring. Yeah.
It is tiring, yes.
So how are you going to handle that in the the aircraft you're using is going to be an RV-10, correct?
It will be, yes.
Okay.
That's
and it doesn't normally have mixed rudder elevator, so not that rudder aileron. So are you're planning to incorporate that into the mechanisms?
Correct. That's
okay.
What's going to have to be overcome is that challenge of how do we tie those all together.
Okay.
I was going to say, is Dick Van Grunsven going to be involved in this project, or are you going to do this independent of his organization?
He's actually already aware of this. And he had we had a whole conversation about it, and they are very much working with us and
great.
Allowing their engineers, Ryan over there, and Greg's been helping us out. We have really had an amazing response from them that has been so encouraging. They're excited.
Good, good. It's an interesting problem for an engineer to solve, designing a set of foot controls.
It's, yeah, very, very challenging, and we've had a lot of different prototypes, but we welcome ideas because we want everyone to share, and perhaps we may not use the idea you send in if you have an idea, but it could be used for someone else with a disability.
Right.
So we're going to keep that all collected, and yeah.
So the goal is to design strictly a foot-flyable airplane, or are you thinking something more universal and adaptable to different disability situations?
Well, this particular goal is a foot-flying airplane, the left PIC seat.
Okay.
Keeping the right seat as normal so anyone else can fly it the usual way.
Okay. Okay. So lots of room to work there.
I was going to say, that sounds interesting. I've got pictures of things running through my mind right now, and an RV definitely is a good airplane to start with. There's plenty of them out there. They have an awesome track record. The company is just very, very excellent.
I can't wait for them when they're going for the airworthiness inspection, when the guy looks in there and goes, where's the controls? Because they won't. Obviously, the left side is going to look totally different than any other aircraft.
Yes, so. It will be.
Different doesn't mean bad, though.
No, I didn't say bad. It's just that he's not used to looking at stuff different.
You know,
every airplane has a stick or a wheel or something, and he's going to go in there and like, okay, something's missing.
Well, I'm sure the FAA is going to be keeping an eye on this, too, because
I'm sure you've gotten them involved already.
Yes, they've been. Some of the higher ups have encouraged, saying if I can do what's called a SOTA, Statement of Demonstrated Ability, that will essentially support that I can be become a private pilot. Because as of now, I do not have a private pilot's license. I have a sport pilot's license.
Okay,
and that's very different. So
yes, but you're working your way to, and you've got a ton of hours by now, I'm sure.
I have collected some hours.
That's good.
Here's something that many people may not have thought of. Avionics for disabled. Now that's going to be a problem, because obviously toes and everything aren't necessarily as dexterous as fingers are. How are you going to accomplish getting around the avionics?
Avionics have never been a challenge for me when it comes to the control panel of the aircoupe. Pushing knobs, twisting knobs, I've been able to do all of that. So, I mean, my toes are obviously shorter, so they may not have as much distance, but the leverage aspect and being able to rotate knobs and things like that have never posed a challenge to me. I just put my feet up there and use my big toe and second toe, like the thumb and what is the second finger called?
Oh, I don't know.
Typically, it's called something we can't put on the air.
It's the finger of friendliness.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a more technical name for it.
We'll pass it, thank you.
My biggest issue with stuff like that is I can't even text with my big fingers. I can't imagine trying to use your toes to type in something on a keyboard.
Well, texting, I actually use the edge of my toes.
Really?
So it's not actually the full toe.
Okay.
It's just the edges, yeah.
See? Find a need, fill a need.
Exactly.
She figured out how to do it. That's the whole essence.
Adapt, improvise, overcome. That's the whole deal here.
Wow. He sounds like an educational speaker.
Nah, never.
So what's the timeline for getting it flying? I mean, you're building the whole aircraft as well as re-engineering the control systems.
Well, as any kit RV-10, it's 2,000 hours. So in addition to that, we're projecting 2025 will be the date of completion.
Oh, good. That's not that far off.
No.
Wow.
And kits are kind of backed up by a year now, so it'll take us a year to get the kit.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize he was selling that many.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
COVID probably didn't help either. Materials may be
difficult. COVID never helps.
No.
What's wrong with COVID?
Definitely not. Jessica, one idea I've got here, and I'm going to pass this on to you. Regarding avionics, if you find that you have pilots whose toes aren't as dexterous as yours, what you may be able to do is to contact some of the major manufacturers, Denon, Garmin, who's the other big one in there?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah, but anyway.
I'm sure she is already working with them.
Well, it's possible. But what you may want to do is you may want to have a standard avionics setup on the right seat, but with control heads that are easier to use for a person using their feet to fly.
Because, I think that's a possibility, yes.
Because the thing is, if you ever go on a long distance trip, which I'm sure you're going to do, you're going to be thinking, hey, I'm going to take a buddy with me. And, they can always help out with that. You may want to do it yourself, but there may come a time and you say, hey, I need a break. You fly the airplane, and conventional controls for him or her would be good. Whereas with you, you've got foot controls.
I can just see it now. Alexa, I want to go to New York.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that's not a bad idea either. Voice commands could be done.
Oh, they could be. Just be careful what you wish for.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
Exactly, in my case. So have you flown friends? I mean, what's their impressions of you flying?
Well, my dad was my first passenger, and he's not a pilot. He's an aviation enthusiast, and it was very awkward because he's a backseat driver every time I drive.
Goodness.
So having him in the plane was like, I'm PIC here, and having to disregard anything he says.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
But he's gotten over it.
Yes, he has. He claims that he almost swallowed his pipe.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, the first time someone comes, when you're in an airliner, you don't really see in front of you. You always see out to the side. So landing's like, oh, okay. But when you're in that little airplane, you're thinking, man, that ground's coming up at me. It's a totally different thing.
It is disconcerting, especially the first couple times.
Yes. Especially when you drop flaps and come straight down. They're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep, it is.
But that's a gentle airplane, too, the air coupe.
I know.
I've never flown in one, but I always thought they were cool looking.
They are cool looking.
Well, mine's out here. If anyone wants to come check it out, it's at the Vintage and Review area. The Vintage Red Barn. You can go out there and see it. I'll be talking about it at about 11 a.m. this morning.
Okay.
And I'll be at the AOPA tent at 3 p.m. So I'll be talking more about flying and an inspirational message as well as this Project 2025 and how people can be a part of that.
How can we follow you online?
I would love it if everyone could go to jessicacox.com/Project2025.
Perfect. Sounds great. All right. Thank you for coming and seeing us, and we hope to see you next year and soon in your specially modified airplane.
Right. Continued good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.